Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Good afternoon, Think Big listeners. My name is Coach Dion, and I have the privilege of hosting the Inspirational Insight for today. Today, our Inspirational Insight is going to come from the book, 40 Day Mind Fast, Soul Feast. The author is Dr. Michael Beckwith, who is an inspirational and a leader in my life and so many other people's lives. He is the founder of Agape Spiritual Center in the heart of L.A., which is a phenomenal place. If you get a chance, please go to www.agapelive.com and just experience the webpage. And you can also purchase this book. The title, again, is 40 Day Mind Fast Soul Feast. You can purchase the book there for little or nothing, and it has been an inspirational piece in my life. And I just want to share something with you out of that book today. It's day two of the fast. It's a 40-day mind fast where it's broken up into 40 days, and you read inspirational pages from it each day, and you apply it to your life. So the day that really, I read this day every day, even if I'm on day 30, simply because this piece right here is so beneficial and so inspiring to me. It's called Make a Commitment to Life. Contemplate the truth that you and I stand as a midpoint between heaven and earth with access to a nexus of divine creativity. Right now, you have not only the ability but also the responsibility to exercise your God-given freedom to live life at the highest level of creativity, which is your true nature. The moment you claim your ability to co-create with the Spirit, your human mind begins dissolving the false boundaries that previously kept you from consciously operating the law of co-creation. God has a gift to give to the world as you, beyond what your surface mentality may sometimes see. So when you commit to discovering and expressing your faculty of divine creativity, what emerges is living and expressing from a deeper dimension of your being. This is real aliveness. You are catapulted into the realm of truth and consciously co-create your life with the Christ of your being. So shine your light that is effulgent and prints a glow of joy on your face that no external circumstance can erase. If you withhold your gifts from expressing in this world, there exists within a sense of incompleteness. There is a feeling of not having arrived at your true purpose. You are an individualized expression of God, here to shine the light that lights up every man and woman who comes into this world. At every point in your incarnation, you are being asked to reveal the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Buddhism has a maxim: nobody is special. None of us is special, but each of us is essential to the divine plan, or we would not exist. Today, let's do Monday. The book says today, but I'm going to say for you, Monday, because it's the start of a new day. Monday, before you leave your home to play your part in this world, fling open wide the portals of your consciousness in prayer, inviting that which you create in its own image and likeness to reveal how you breathe each breath and walk each step as a free agent of consciousness co-creativity. I think that is so awesome. If you didn't get it the first time, please replay it. It is such an awesome and intricate part of my day. It invites me to continue to be creative in an adversary or in anything that will come about. I can still co-create my life with that which we call God. And also, of course, today, and you know me being Coach Dion, I love affirmation. I love waking up every day saying something positive and starting my day off just like that. So within this book, it also gives, and each day at the end, it gives you an affirmation that you can repeat to yourself. And so starting Monday, starting tomorrow, you can take this affirmation and start your day with it. And as big thinkers, we always want to continue to, you know, live our lives and, you know, live our dreams and create that day and how we want our day to be. So your day, starting Monday, you want to start your affirmation, and here it is. Today, I commit myself to my divine destiny as a creative being. I know every path is open before me as I consciously co-create with the Spirit. I glow with the fire from heaven. Please take into consideration your inspirational insight for today. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy your day. The song that I have for us is not downloaded into our queue, so I'm going to play the song that I played on my last Inspirational Insight. It's Invisible by Jennifer Hudson. It's such an inspirational song. Please listen. Thank you for thinking big.
Gotta find my wings to fly.